I would like to turn you to Zechariah and chapter 4, the prophecy of Zechariah and chapter 4.
请我们打开圣经, 旧约, 撒加利亚书第四章,
from verse 1.
我们从第一节来看,
And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have seen, and behold, a lampstand all of gold, with its bowl upon the top of it, and its seven lamps thereon. There are seven pipes to each of the lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. And I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered, and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
撒加利亚书第四章第一节，那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。他问我说：“你看见了什么？”我说：“我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子，旁边有两颗橄榄树。” 一颗在灯盏的右边，一颗在灯盏的左边。我问与我说话的天使说：“主啊，这是什么意思？”与我说话的天使回答说：“你不知道这是什么意思吗？”我说：“主啊，我不知道。”他对我说：“这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力。” 不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the top stone with shoutings of grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For these seven shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth.
第七节，大山哪，你算什么呢？ 在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头，安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说：“愿恩惠归于这殿。”耶和华的话又临到我说：“所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功，你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。” 谁藐视这日子的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。Then
answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the lampstand and upon the left side thereof? And I answered the second time and said unto him, What are these two olive branches which are beside the two golden spouts that empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth.
十一节。 我又问天使说：“这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？”我二次问他说：“这两根橄榄枝 在两个流出金色油的嘴金嘴旁边是什么意思？他对我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。他说，这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。
Now I would like to add to that from the prophecy of Haggai in chapter 1 and from verse 2 to 7.
哈该书第一章二到七节。
Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say it is not the time for us to come, the time for the Lord's house to be built.Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your sealed houses, while this house lieth waste? Now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm.And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes in it.
第一章第二节，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
And then from verse 12 to 14,
十二到十四节。
Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. And the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message unto the people, saying,I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
那时，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话，和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下之百姓的心，他们就来为万军之耶和华他们的神他们神的殿做工。
Amen. And chapter 2 and verse 6, from verse 6,
第二章第六节。
For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the precious things of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory.Saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts.
二章六到九节，万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝 必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀，这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Now if you will turn to the New Covenant and to the Hebrew letter, the letter to the Hebrews chapter 12.
我们请打开新约希伯来书十二章。
From verse 26.
二十六节。
Hebrews 12 from verse 26.
希伯来书十二章二十六节。
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more,Will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven? And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that have been made, that those things which are not shaken may remain. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace, whereby...We may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
希伯来书十二章二十六节到二十九节。当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不但要震动地。还要震动天，这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Could we have a word of prayer?
请我们再有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are so thankful to be here in your presence this evening.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你，今天晚上我们再一次可以聚集在你的面前。
We thank you for your presence.
我们谢谢你与我们同在。
And Lord, where your presence is, anything can happen.
因为你同在的地方，任何事情都会发生。
Dear Lord, we commit this whole time to you.
我们把晚上这段光阴交在你的手中。
We thank you for speaking to us in many ways through these days.
我们感谢你在这几天大会，你向我们用不同的方法说了话。
And now we ask you, Lord, by your Spirit, touch the eyes of our hearts.
我们真是求你的灵，今天晚上再一次他。
It's one thing for us, Lord, to know academically the testimony of Jesus.
在我们听你的话，如果是当作学术是一回事。
It is another thing when it dawns upon us.
但是被你开启我们的眼睛是另外一回事。
Then suddenly it comes home to us.
主啊，愿我们每一个人都被你的
Then we are challenged.
然后我们接受你的挑战。
Then we have to respond.
然后我们就要回应你的挑战。
Lord, meet us this evening.
主啊，今天晚上遇到我们每一个人。
Lord, we thank you for the anointing which you have won for us at Calvary through Jesus' death.
我们感谢你，你在十字架的上已经为我们得胜了。
Into that anointing, grace and power, we stand by faith.
在那个得胜的里，你把膏油赐下来给我们。
For the speaking of your word.
我们求你为讲道的。
For the translating of your word.
为翻译的。
And for the hearing of your word.
为所有听到的都得着这个膏油。
Lord, meet us.
主啊，遇见我们。
And we shall be careful to give you all the thanksgiving of our heart.
我们要把所有的感谢从我们的心中献给你。
And we ask all of this in the name of our Messiah, Jesus, our Lord.
我们如此祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Well, I know that all of you know what the theme of this conference is. This is the last evening.
到了最后一个晚上，我们因为每一个人都知道这次大会的主题。
If you've somehow missed what the theme is, I feel sorry for you.
如果你还不知道的话，我真是为你遗憾。
It is the recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
我们的主题乃是说到恢复耶稣基督的见证。
And my responsibility in this whole matter of the testimony of Jesus is the receiving of the testimony of God in the Old Testament.
那我在这一次的分工的里头，我的责任乃是讲到这一个见证在旧约里头是怎么承传的。
Now don't go to sleep.
不要睡着了。
You think, oh, well, Old Testament. No. We don't need that.
因为你一听到是旧约，你就觉得没什么太大的兴趣。
Not a single person would be here but for my people.
今天没有一个可以在这个地方，除非神在犹太人身上所做的工作，你明白。
God chose them from all the peoples of the earth.
神拣选犹太人，然后把这个救恩带给全人类。
And he chose them to be an agency, an instrument, a channel by which his heart and mind would come to the world.
神借着拣选犹太人作为器皿，作为一个管道，把神的祝福流到全人类。
He said,They are a people, well, it was Balaam who said it, but it was the Lord that changed his mind and made him say it.
神透过他拣选的那一个外邦先知巴兰这样说。
They are a people who dwell alone.
他是独居的民。
That is, they are unique.
他与众不同。
And they will not be reckoned amongst the nations.
他不列在万民中。
There is something unbelievably unique about the Jewish people.
因为这群人是非常的独特，我们没有想到。
And it can only be explained by God.
只有神自己才能解释他的独特。
There is no other explanation.
因为除神之外，没有其他任何的解释。
Now I don't want to go over all that I've already said.On Wednesday evening.
我第一个晚上所讲的，我今天不再重复了。
All I want to say is this.
我要这样子简单的说。
God chose this people.
神拣选犹太人。
Not because they were mighty.
不因为他们
能有能力。
Not because
they were many.
也不是因为人多。
He chose them because he loved them.
只因为神爱他们。
And you can never explain love.
而爱又是永远没办法解释的。
I sometimes meet people who've fallen in love with other people, and I think, what do they see in that person?
我常常看那些彼此相爱的年轻人，我常常怀疑他到底觉得那个人有什么可爱的地方。
Love really cannot be explained.
因为爱是没有办法解释的。
And the Lord chose them, He said in Deuteronomy chapter 7, because He loved you.
因为在《生命记》里面，神的解释只有一个，因为我爱你们。
He chose them to be His own.
神有意的拣选他做他的财
产。His own possession.
做神的产业。
To be as it were the vessel.
成为他的器皿。
In which and through which.
经过这个器皿。
He would reach the nations of the world.
然后神的恩典流到万民。
All that he gave to the Jewish people was centered in the Messiah.
那神所有给犹太人的祝福，他的中心点是弥赛亚。
It was centered in the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
用另外一个话说，就是中心点乃是神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
Everywhere you look,
不管你从哪个角度看，在整个的旧约，
these two things, the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus, are there.
神的道与耶稣基督的见证，在整个三十九卷的旧约都有。
All the way through,
从头到尾。
In type, in figure,
不管是预表也好 在这个图画上来说
in events,
或者在事情上也好
in marvelous appearances
或者在显现的时候也好
of the Lord Jesus
耶稣基督显现
before his incarnation
是在他道成肉身之前的显现
it is amazing
这是很稀奇的
it is all summed up in the Ark of the Testimony
那你可以总结它在这个见证的柜上
the Ark of the Testimony represented the presence of God himself amongst his people.
约柜的见证乃是代表神在他的选民中间住在那里。
The tabernacle is also called the tabernacle of the testimony.
那会幕也被称为见证的帐幕。
It is called the tent of the testimony.
叫见证的帐幕。
It is very interesting.I think all of you know that every single thing about the tabernacle spoke of Jesus.
在这个会幕的每一个大小事物上都是说出耶稣基督自己。
The lampstand.
金灯台。
The showbread table.
陈设饼。
The altar of incense.
金香炉。
The brazen altar.
那个铜祭坛。
The laver of brazen laver.
洗濯盆。
Everything.
每一件物件。
But once you took away the Ark of the Covenant from the tabernacle,
但是如果你把约柜从会幕挪开的话
it was just religion,
就变成一个宗教
routine,
是一个传统
ceremonies,
是仪式性
nothing more,
只有这么多
it was the Ark of the Covenant that represented the presence of God.
但是约柜出现的时候就代表神住在他们中间。
When the Lord was present,
当主与他们同在的时候
there was glory.
有荣耀。
Do you remember when the tabernacle was set up?
你记得当会幕第一次树立起来的时候
the glory of God filled.
神的荣耀
and no one could enter in.
甚至没有一个人可以站立。
Do you remember when the temple was finally finished?
你记得当圣殿终于完工的时候
Do you remember the days in which it was dedicated?
到那一天献堂献殿
Do you remember the glory of the Lord filled it?
你记得神的荣耀充满那个殿
And no one could stand up.
也没有任何人可以站在那个殿里。
It is very interesting.That this did not happen with Zerubbabel's temple.
但是等到所罗巴伯第二次建殿的时候这项事情就不发生了。
In fact, it is recorded
事实上圣经这样说
that the people who remembered the old temple of Solomon wept.
圣经记载当殿的根基立的时候那些年长的见过第一个殿的人大哭。
And I don't have to say anything about Herod's temple.
那我不用提希律所修的殿。
Only to quote Dana.
我 quote Dana 所曾经说过
的话。In Richmond.
在 Richmond 他说。
When he said it was all beauty and no glory.
只有美丽却没有荣耀。
That puts it in a nutshell.
这个就非常合理。
All beauty, no glory.
希律的殿只有美丽却没有荣耀。
The tabernacle literally meant nothing without the presence of the Lord.
会幕不管怎么说如果少了约柜那它的意义就不存在。
Because the presence of the Lord spoke meant glory.
因为神的同在只表达一件事就是神的荣耀。
It meant light.
神的光
Divine light
神的光
It meant grace
神的恩典
Divine grace
是神圣的恩典
It meant salvation
也是意味着
Divine salvation
是神的救恩
It meant power
意味着能力
Divine power
神的能力
It meant life.
生命。
Divine life.
神的生命。
And fulfillment.
神的满足。
When the presence of God was there,
当神的同在出现的时候，
it was a meeting with God.
是与神面对面。
There God spoke.
那里神说话。
There God revealed himself.
神启示他自己。
There was the salvation of God.
在那里你得着神的救恩。
It is a most interesting thing that in the book of Deuteronomy,
你会发现在这个书生命记里面。
Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. It says not once, but many times, you shall not offer your offerings on any place that you shall choose, but in the place where I will cause my name to dwell.
不止一次，而是多次的提醒犹太人，你不，当你进到迦南地以后，不可任意在你选的地方来献祭，必须在我所指定的地方献祭。
Again and again it said.
多次的提醒。
Not on any high place.
不是说哪里是高岗。
Not on any mountain.
或者什么高山。
But in the place where I will cause my name to dwell.
乃是我指定把我名所放的地方。
What a strange phrase.
这是很稀奇的话。
How does your name dwell there?
怎么能够把一个名字放在那里？
What does the Lord mean?
他说我的名住在那里，什么意思？
Now in the Western world, not the Chinese, but in the Western world,
在西方的世界，
we often name people with names that have very little meaning. But they sound nice.
你给孩子起个名字，但是这个名字并不一定有什么意思在那里，好听。
I find it amazing what people call themselves or call their children in the West.
我很稀奇这个西方的名字，我觉得很稀奇。
But yes, and I mustn't stop, but I could tell you some very funny stories about names.
名字有很多奇怪的故事。
But let me go on.
我还是继续讲。
In the ancient Jewish world, the Old Testament, a name had prophetic meaning.
而犹太人，特别是旧约时代的犹太人，他们起名字的时候都带有很重要的意思。
Abraham, the father of a multitude.
亚伯拉罕就是众人之父。
Yitzhak,
以撒。
Laughter,
笑。
Joseph,
约瑟
adding,
加上去
tradition, yeah. Moshe, Moses,
摩西
drawn out,
是水中拉上来的
a picture of the church,
这是一个教会的预表
those who are called out,
就是那些从世界呼召出来的
you've got these names everywhere,
所以很多很多这样的圣经的
名字 They all have meaning.
都带有属于
意思。In other words, a name has colossal meaning. It's as if God is saying, that's where I'm going to be.
所以神的名字放在那里就是说这就是我要住的地方。
That's where, I put it crudely and irreverently, my personality will be known.
另一个方法表达的话就是说在那里我要使我的神的特性显明出来。
I will cause my name to dwell there.
我要叫我的名字放在那里。
That place was Jerusalem.
那个地方是哪里呢？耶路撒冷。
And the temple within it.
那里要有建一个圣殿。
Dear child of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
The testimony of Jesus means nothing unless it means the presence of God.
所以当我们说耶稣基督的见证不是一个口号，乃是一个神的同在。
And we beheld him.
我们亲眼见到他。
Full of glory.
充满荣耀。
It's Jesus.
是主耶稣自己。
The expression of the mind and heart of God.
他是 神心思荣耀的发表。
What is a church?
什么是教会？
If it has lost the presence of the Lord.
所以如果教会失去主的同在，又有什么意义呢？
What is an assembly?
什么是一个聚会？
If the lampstand has been removed.
如果这个金灯台已经被挪开了，
It's nothing.
就什么也不是。
It has lost the very meaning of its existence.
它存在的意义就完全失去了。
Because there, the Lord should be known.
因为在那个地方，人要认识神是谁。
There, the Lord meets with people.
因为在那个地方，神人相会。
There, the light of God is shed abroad.
在那里，神的光照亮出去。
There, the grace of God is experienced.
在那里，你能够经历到神的恩典。
There, the salvation of God is known.
在那里，人能够认识神的救赎。
There, in that place, there is all the possibility of transformation into the likeness of Jesus.
在那里，要发生神改变我们这罪人，像他的儿子一样。
You say to me, oh, you're speaking from the New Testament. No, I'm not.
你说我这样子讲好像听起来像从旧约新约来说，不。
I'm speaking from the Old Testament.
我乃是从旧约来说的。
For when that tabernacle was given to, through Moses to man, to the redeemed.
当神把旧约启示把会幕启示给摩西的时候，通过他给那些蒙救赎的人。
It was a copy.Of heavenly things.
那个模式乃是按照天上的真帐幕。
A pattern of the true.
是照着一个真实来做的。
What God wanted.
是神所要的。
Above everything else.
是在一切之上神所要的。
A dwelling place.
是神可以住的。
On earth.
在地上。
A home.
是神的家。
In which he could express himself.
他能够表达他自己。
Not to visit.
不是访问一下，
Not just to use,
不是用一下而已，
but to live there,
是神可以住在那里，
to express himself there,
他表明他自己。
That is what the testimony of Jesus is all about.
这就是耶稣基督的见证的真正的意义。
You realize from what I've said that declension is not only in the denominational churches.
我们这次说到见证的衰败不是只发生在宗派的里头而已。
It's often in the non-denominational churches.
在非宗派的人中间也是一样。
It is often amongst us.
甚至在我们中间也是一样。
We've got all the knowledge.
我们有许多属灵的知识。
We've got all the outward. We have the tabernacle.
我们有那个会幕。
Without the ark.
但是却没有。
Of the covenant.
那个约柜。
And the Ark of the Covenant is the heart of the tabernacle.
而约柜是整个会幕的
中心。There, God said, beneath the wings of the cherubim, on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Testimony, there I will meet.
神对人说，对摩西说，我要与你在二基路伯之间，在那个施恩座上与你面对面。
And there, sorry, and there I will commune with you.
在那一个里，我要与你说话。
Oh, I wish we could put this more clearly.
但愿我能够说得更清楚。
I've already said it, that from the time of Zerubbabel, blessed be his name, because he really was faithful. But from the time of Zerubbabel, there was no Ark of the Covenant.
从一面来说，我们要为所罗巴伯当年所做的见证感谢神。但是我刚刚提过，从他开始所建的第二个殿。约柜已经不在里头了。
Somewhere it was lost in Babylon.
因为那个约柜失落在巴比伦。
Of course, we have all the nutcases that tell us that they've found it here and there and elsewhere.
有很多自以为知道这个实际的情形的人就说，哦，今天我们在这里或在那里发现了约柜。
But it has never been found.
但事实是从来没有人再找到。
And here is a very interesting thing.
这里有一个有意思的事。
I hope you're awake.
到目前都醒了吧？
The lampstand became the representative, as it were, of the temple and, in a sense, of the tabernacle.
那么后来就演变成好像金灯台就代表了圣殿神的同在。
The lampstand all of gold. I've read the whole chapter. We've read it together.
这个我们刚刚念的圣经里头告诉我们，这一个金灯台是纯金的。
Dear Haggai,
哈该,
Dear Zechariah,
撒迦利亚这两位先知,
they both prophesied in that period when the remnant had come back from Babylon.
这两个先知说话在那一个回归的时代,
from Persia.
从波斯，从巴比伦回来。
They had come back with great expectation and great hopes.
那些回归的人带着极大的盼望。
Ezra and Nehemiah were there.
尼希米、以斯拉都在他们中间。
Zerubbabel of the royal seed.
所罗巴伯这个王家。
And Jehoshua. The high priest.
约书亚代表着大祭司的家。
And then they got demoralized.
但是他们遇到困难就灰心了。
There were all kinds of problems.
因为有许多的压力阻力。
Everything seemed to point to not building again the temple.
所有的阻力都让他们有一个印象，这个第二个殿不必再建了。
Even though they had a decree.
虽然王已经发出命令了，
with the funds,
还给了钱呢，
but it was so difficult.
但是事实极为困难。
The ones who would return,
对那些回归的人，
it was difficult to find food. It was difficult to find a place to live in.
吃也有问题，住也有问题，许许多多的难处。
The economy was bad.
这个当时经济也非常困难。
And there were a whole lot of people in the area that weren't helpful.
而且周围的
That's putting it mildly.
周围的邻居也非常的不合作。
Sanballat.
有这么个参巴拉这个人。
Tobiah.
托巴亚这个人。
And Gashmu.
Dashmore这个人。
No, I once heard Mr. Spark say,
有一次我听这个Spark弟兄说,
this man Gashmore,
这位Dashmore先生,
who is he?
他是谁啊?
All the time he says, and Gashmore said, everyone quoted him, and Gashmore said, it was always against the building of the temple.
那这个Gashmore常常被人引用他的话，不管左引用右引用都是。
And then the Lord gave Zechariah a vision.
然后就在这个困难中，神给撒迦利亚先知一个异象。
It says he was awakened like a man out of sleep. Have you ever seen a man awake out of sleep, awakened out of sleep? When he's deep in deep sleep, you shake him. And he gets a, what kind of person? He's like a zombie.
那么，这个刚刚我们念的第四章就说到这个撒迦利亚在那个状态里头是昏睡被叫醒的。
He's there and he's not there.
他好像在身体在人不在。
And it's very interesting that when you're in that kind of situation, what's really in your heart comes out.
在那种半昏迷状态，你心里面有什么就会跑出来的。
As he began to see this vision,
当他看到这个异象，
he said, "What are these two olive trees?"
他就问这两个橄榄树什么意思啊？
I don't know if Zechariah had our understanding of trees, but trees normally represent human life, man, women.
这个在圣经里面，这个树，我不知道撒加利亚知不知道，它预表的是人，在圣经里面都指人。
Even after everything was explained, he came back to it and said, "What are these two olive trees?" And he didn't get an answer. And then he said, "Well, what are these two branches of the olive tree?"
所以天使跟他解释完，他还是不懂，说了半天，然后他又问了，这两个葡萄，橄榄枝又是什么意思？
And you notice what the Lord said, these are the two anointed ones.
那你记得答案是说，这两个树是那两个受膏者。
With me.
是站在普天主之旁边的。
King and priest.
这是一个代表王，一个代表祭司。
Now think.
想一想。
You know your New Testament. We have been made through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, kings and priests unto God.
如果今天我们在新约的光底下，我们所有被救赎的人被他立为王与祭司。
We are a kingdom.
我们是一个王国。
We are a kingship.
我们有王的地位。
We are kings.
我们是王。
We have authority only by being under the king.
我们能够有这个王权，它的条件是在那一个基督这个王之下。
And we function as priests.
我们也是祭司。
Only under the high priest.
他的这个祭司能够有这个地位，是因为我们在大祭司之下执行他给我们的地位。
Now see what this vision is all about.
那么现在这个意象到底要说什么？
It is the lampstand of the tabernacle and the temple.
这个意象要说，这个是代表神的帐幕与那一个会幕。
The lampstand.
圣殿。
Of pure gold.
这个金灯台是纯金的。
Beaten out of one piece.
是一块金子锤出来的。
Do you know what that lampstand represents?
那个金灯台代表什么？
Of course, it represents the presence of the Lord.
当然是代表主的同在。
Of course, it represents the testimony of Jesus.
当然也同时代表耶稣基督的见证。
But in this connection, in relation to the presence of God and the testimony of Jesus.
但是在这一个这上下文底下，它代表的是神的同在与耶稣基督的见证。
It represents a divine building program.
这里也代表神的一个建造。
It's not just a work of art.
不是讲一个艺术品。
It's not just pure gold beaten out of the one piece.
不是说这里有一块纯金锤出这个金灯台，不是这个意思。
It is not just theologically representing the presence of God.
或者以神学上来讲，它象征神的同在。
The testimony of Jesus.
耶稣基督的见证。
It is all to do with the building program.
这里乃是说出神要建造一件事。
Look everywhere you look in Zechariah chapter 4.
第四章不管你从头怎么看。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Read, see, it says, For who hath despised the day of small things will many people do.
谁藐视这事为小呢？
For these seven shall rejoice and shall see, this is the Lord, the eyes of the Lord, the Spirit of God, shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel.
那你要看见后面就说，乃是耶和华的眼睛遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿着线砣就欢喜。
You understand? Plummet?
懂这个线砣什么意思吗？
You understand the plumb line?
你知道这个线什么意思？
What is a plumb line?
什么是这个垂线？
It is a length of cord.
是一个长的线
，and a weight on the end。
那么这个线的另外一端绑了一个重
锤。And it was the way that you could tell whether the walls were straight and whether the building was being built correctly。
那有这个重锤的在下面，你就可以知道这个墙是直是垂直的吗
？It wasn't for hanging your washing on。
不是给你晒衣服的。
It wasn't for fishing。
也不是钓鱼的。
It was all to do with building。
是。盖房子用的。
When the Lord sees this plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel,
当神看见这个线砣是在所罗巴伯的手里，
He will rejoice.
神就欢喜。
There's a divine satisfaction.
神非常满意。
We will even be touched with glory.
而且带着荣耀。
When the Lord sees the plumb line.
神看见这一个线图
Because it's all to do with being built together.
因为在这里说到他要有一个建造
Built into the house of the Lord.
因为建造是神的家
A spiritual house.
一个属灵的家
To offer up spiritual sacrifices.
在这里要献属灵的祭
By a spiritual priesthood.
然后有一个属灵的祭司
It is tremendous.
这是了不得的一件事
or think it again.
我再说一次
Let me say it again.In whom, in Christ,
在基督里
the whole building groweth fitly framed together. groweth.
这个建筑在基督里，然后能够被配搭在一起，建造在一起。
Fitly framed
是
groweth
一面长
into a holy temple in the Lord.
长成一个建筑在基督里。
Did you notice this is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 to 22? You see, I'm on the New Testament again. This is all in the Old Testament.
我现在从旧约看到新约，以弗所刚刚这出处是以弗所第二章。
You can't get away from it.
因为这离不开的。
In whom?
在他里面。
In whom?
在谁里面？
In Christ.
是在基督里面。
This whole building
这整个的建筑
has to be fitly framed together.
它必须能够配搭在一起。
And then it grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
这各方靠它联络合适，渐渐长成主的圣殿。
In whom?
在谁里面
？In Christ.
在基督里面。
It becomes.Home of God in the Spirit.
这就变成神的家，在灵的里面，神可以居住。
There could be nothing more wonderful than if every assembly represented in this place was a home of God in the Spirit.
所以在地上，如果有这样的地方，神能够找着安歇，被建造在一起。世界上没有比这件事情更美的了。
Then the needy would find their needs answered.
那世界上有需要的人在这里就能够得到答案。
Then the lonely would find themselves comforted.
那些孤独的人在这里就可以找到安慰。
Then the unsaved would be saved.
那一些没有失落的人在这里能够蒙拯救。
Then the glory of the Lord would fill each assembly, however small.
神的荣耀不管这个地方多小能够充满这个地方
Now do you begin to understand why our brothers have labored over these days to talk and to express the meaning of the testimony of Jesus and the necessity of its recovery
我这样解释的时候你应该能够了解这几天每一位讲员花了这么大的力量他要解释这件见证的事情的重要性
Look at verse 9
第九节
the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you.
第九节，所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。
So this house of the Lord.Its foundation is Christ.
这个神的家，它的根基乃是基督。
There is no other foundation.
除他以外，没有别的根基。
It is the Lord Jesus.
就是耶稣基督。
And the Lord Jesus alone.
唯有他是。
And do you know that the cornerstone is the Lord Jesus?
你知道房角的头块，房角石是耶稣基督吗？
From which the whole building takes its shape.
从这个房角石，其他的一切向他看齐。
He is the cornerstone.
他是房角石。
He is the head of the corner. That is, he holds two walls together.
他是房角的头块石头，他把两个墙接在一起。
And in verse 6, he is the top stone.
到了第六节，他告诉我们，他不但是房角石，他也是这个房顶石。
So he is the beginning and the end.
他是头也是尾。
The first and the last.
他是起首的。
And everything in between, as our brother Stephen said.
像我们江弟兄所说，他是不但是头是尾，而且是中间所有的一切。
It is all the Lord Jesus.
因为整个的是主耶稣自己。
It is the Messiah.
是这位弥赛亚。
And if you've been saved,
如果你蒙恩了，
then you are a living stone.
你就是一块活石。
Just as the Lord Jesus is the living stone.
你也可以认识耶稣基督是那活石。
Well, we all accept that.
我们都相信这一点。
But it's the next thing.
但是第二个点。
Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house.
你们也是活石被建造成为灵宫。
To offer up spiritual sacrifices.
献上灵祭。
Acceptable to God.
是神所悦纳的。
Through Jesus Christ.
通过耶稣基督。
That's where we get stuck.
那我们就有问题了。
It's amazing this word, that this vision that Zechariah saw.
所以这个先知撒迦利亚所见的这一个意象是了不得的一个意象。
He saw much more than most Christians.
他所看到的比今天所有基督徒很多的基督徒所看见的多得多。
He understood this was a building program.
他知道神在进行一个建筑的工程。
This house of the Lord had to be built.
这个神的家必须建起来。
Otherwise the prophecy of Malachi would never be fulfilled.
否则马拉基的预言就永远不能兑现了。
And the Lord shall suddenly come to his temple.
因为马拉基告诉我们有一天神要忽然间进入他的殿。
And that's why you and I need to be within the building work of the Spirit of God.
因此我们在座每一个人都必须在这一个建筑计划的工程的里头。
So that the top stone can come forth back, as it were.
所以到那一天耶稣进来的时候就是这一个头块石就进来了。
Oh, well, you say it's impossible.
你说这个不太可能吧。
You should know the people I'm meeting with.
你不知道我所一起聚会那些。
It's quite impossible for this house of God to be built. You talk about glory, it's all very wonderful what you're saying. But in practice, it doesn't work out.
虽然你讲得很好很美，但是实际执行这不可能。
You mean that you are a bigger problem, that so big that the Holy Spirit can't cope with you?
难道你的意思是说你所碰到的大难题圣灵毫无办法吗？
Listen to the word here again. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain.
注意这里神自己的话说大山啊，你算什么？在所罗巴伯面前你必成为平地。
Oh, we have mountains in front of us.
是今天我们面前有好多的大山。
Obstacles, unbelievable.
各样的拦阻简直难以想象。
Seemingly insoluble.
这些问题大的好像没有人可以解决。
Difficulties that tie us up in knots.
今天我们通通绑在那里谁也动不了。
And a whole lot of people that are incredibly unlike Christ.
一大批的弟兄姐妹根本就不像基督。
How can this house of God be built?
在这种情形之下，哪里可能建立神的家呢？
If you look at the mountain,
看了这些大山，
there's no way.
没有盼望。
But if you look at the Lord,
但是你看看主，
there is a way.
有希望。
The top stone shall be brought forth with shouts of grace, grace unto it.
这里说得很清楚，安在殿石头安在殿顶上，有大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠于这殿，归于这殿。
Grace. I used to think when I had never read the Bible when I was 13, and when I first read this prophecy of Zechariah, I thought this is wrong. It shouldn't be grace. It should be glory, glory unto it.
我以前13岁的时候没有什么心思读旧约，后来我开始读的时候，我觉得这句话应该改一改，不应该叫恩典，应该叫做荣耀，荣耀。
It should be. You think it's the end, glory.
因为这是最后一步。
The Lord has done it.
神做了，荣耀，荣耀。
I'm now 78.
现在我78岁了。
And I know the only way the purpose of God can be fulfilled is through grace.
我深深的相信，如果今天神的工作能够完成，是神的恩惠。
And the amazing thing.Is abounding grace is given to us.
而且我稀奇的是，神为着这个给我们许许多多的恩惠。
It will be fulfilled.
因为一定要做成。
Now just wait. I haven't finished with this.
我还没讲完。
So wake up.
醒一醒。
What does it say in Zechariah chapter 4?
第四章。
And verse 12. What are these two olive branches which are beside the two golden spouts that empty the golden oil out of themselves?
我二次问他说，这两根橄榄枝在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边是什么意思？
And now, I don't know about the Chinese, but in the English translations, they've added the word oil because they cannot understand it.So they say, of course it means oil, golden oil. It's not in the Hebrew, it is gold.
在这里，这个金色油旁边打了点点点，英文也是一样，都加了个油字，但是在原文没有油这个字的。
These two who have been constituted king and priest by the grace of God.Such a work of the Holy Spirit is being done in them that the gold of the nature of Jesus, of Christ, is being emptied into the lampstand and becomes fuel for oil, light.
这个照这个原文来解的话，这两根橄榄枝是预表，一个是王，一个是祭司。那么流出的金子是代表基督的那个性情，从这两个执事里面能够丰满的流出来，成为这个灯台的燃料。
Is any gold coming out of you?
那请问阁下有没有金子流出来？
You know what Jesus said.
耶稣说，
I counsel thee to buy of me gold refined in the fire.
主对教会说，你要向我买金子，是火炼的金子。
And then there's one more thing.
还有一件事。
Which the angel put at the very beginning.
天使在开始的时候说的。
This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.
这是神对所罗巴伯所说的话。
No matter what the mountains are.
不管这个山是什么样一回事。
No matter about the circumstances or difficulties.
不管周遭的困难有多大。
Even the divisions.
甚至有分裂。
The opposition.
有反对。
Not by might.
不是依靠。
Nor by power.
也不是依靠才能。
But by my spirit.
乃是靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Said the Lord of hosts.
万军的耶和华如此说。
There is no way.That you and I can be overcomers without the Holy Spirit.
我们没有任何一个人可以做得胜者，而没有依靠圣灵。
We'll never see the house of God built wherever we live without the Holy Spirit.
我们永远不可能看到神的家被建造，不管你住在哪里，除非有圣灵的工作。
Not by might.
不是依靠势力。
Not by might nor by power.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But by my spirit.
乃是依靠我的灵。
Now I'm going to digress for one moment.
那我要岔出去一点。
I warn you, now you can go to sleep.
你可以睡一下。
It's very interesting to me speaking about the Old Testament and the testimony of God in the Old Testament that when David Ben-Gurion and the other Jewish leaders wondered whether there would be a recreated state, a Jewish state.
In the early days?
Yes.
我岔出去一下。就是说当年在以色列复国之前 那个时候他们的复国领袖叫 Ben-Gurion 那么当时这些领袖们在一起谈话的时候他们怀疑到底这件事情有可能没有可能
And then it happened.
然后这件事后来发生
On the 14th of May 1948
5月14号1948年发生了
By a miracle
神迹
Russia of all things the Soviet Union switched suddenly and decided to back The resolution.
那一次联合国居然苏联同意投票。
And then all the other nations that were under the Soviet Union all voted accordingly.
那么然后因为那个时候他的苏联的影响力很大，所有在那个苏联影响力之下的国家都投同意票。
Then David Ben-Gurion and Chaim Weizmann. Put their heads together and wondered what shall we call this new state.
那这些新的领袖们就在那边思想，我们应该叫这个国家的名字叫什么？
A whole number of names came to them.
就这个名单就一长条了。
And the one they thought of most was Judea.
那最被人选用的是犹大。
But suddenly David Ben-Gurion said.No, I think it should be Israel.
但是 Ben-Gurion 这位领袖就说，我想哦，不应该叫犹大，应该叫以色列。
It was prophetic.
这带有先知性。
Jacob the twister into Israel, the prince of God.
因为这个名字是当年神对雅各所说的，你不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。
This is just a little digression.
这是我打岔出去。
And then they talked about what should be the emblem.
然后说到这个国家的这个国标。
And they had a whole lot of ideas.
也有很多很多的建议。
And finally,
最后
David Ben-Gurion, who knew his Bible inside out,
这一位领袖是非常认识圣经很熟的人。
Said, I think we should take the lampstand all of gold.
他建议就是用金灯台。
And the two olive branches on either side.
然后有这个橄榄枝在这个灯台的两边。
Now the Talmud says this.
那在这个 Talmud 这个他们的犹太的经典里面说。
In Hebrew, not by might nor by power, saith the Lord of hosts, is seven words in Hebrew.
哦，刚刚我们引用的这一段撒加利亚书不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是耶和华灵方能成事，在原文七个字。
And the Talmud says that Zechariah saw in the seven lights of the lampstand one word, two, three, four, but not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
当年这个七个丁灯台，七盏灯上面就是七个字。
It was prophetic.
这是带有预言性。
Because there will come a day when the Spirit of God will fall upon the Jewish people.
因为有一天神应许圣灵还会降在犹太人身上。
It will be not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit.
就应验了这个预言，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是我的灵。
Then Jacob will say, I have seen God face to face.
那一天雅各会做见证说，我 与神面对面。
He will be Israel.
他
Forgive that digression.
好，这个讲完了。
The most amazing thing about this matter, now I'll go back to the testimony of Jesus. The most amazing thing about this matter is that the people listened to Haggai, the prophet.
我们接着主题来说，下面就说到哈该这个先知。
Haggai said, the Lord says to you,
耶和华如此说。
You say it's not time to build the house of the Lord because of the economic problems and the financial problems and all the rest of it.
你们百姓说现在不是建殿的时候，因为时候没有到。
The circumstances are not opportune.
因为现在周围的时间是不是最佳时刻。
Then the Lord said,
耶和华如此说。
But you have your own sealed houses.
你们不是住了天花板的房子吗？
Whilst my house lieth waste.
但是我的殿却荒凉啊。
And he said, Look, you worked so hard and you're getting nothing.
神就提醒他们说，你们做工那么努力，但是所收获的这么少。
Why don't you put first things first?
为什么你把
I'm putting it in my own words.
重新组合你的优先次序，重要的放在第一。
Build the house.
建殿。
And the people heard and obeyed.
然后人民听见了，就照着这个话去做。
And they finished.
他们完成，就完成了这个建殿的工作。
Now I hope that you followed me so far and I will come to an end, but this is very important what I want to say now. This lampstand is the testimony of Jesus.
现在请你要特别注意，这个金灯台所代表的乃是耶稣基督的见证。
When you come to Revelation chapter 1,
当你来到启示录第一章，
the risen glorified Messiah,
那一位复活得荣耀的基督
is standing in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
他行走在七个金灯台中间。
I think those lampstands have to be the lampstand of the temple and tabernacle.
主所行走在七个金灯台的那个金灯台必须是圣殿里或者会幕里的金灯台。
Each of the seven churches was represented by one lampstand.
每一个教会用一个金灯台来代表。
And to lose the lampstand is to lose everything.
当教会失去金灯台的地位，就失去了一切。
Once the lampstand is removed,
当金灯台的位置挪掉。
Once the testimony of Jesus has gone,
一旦失去为耶稣做见证的地位。
What is the church?
那这个教会
，What
is 什么价值呢
？A church.
这一个是什么呢
？What is an assembly?
这一个聚会又算什么呢
？It is just a gathering.
就是一群人聚在一起。
That's all.
仅此而已。
There is no glory.
没有荣耀。
There is no power.
没有能力。
There is no life.
没有生命。
There is no salvation.
没有救恩。
People are never saved.
人在这里不会得救。
There are no new births.
没有重生。
There's no spiritual growth.
没有属灵的成长。
Only head growth.
只有知识的成长。
Take away the lampstand.
灯台已经挪掉了。
It's like taking away the ark of the testimony.
就好像旧约柜不在圣殿里面一样。
What did...The angels say in Revelation 19.
启示录十九章天使说什么？
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
耶稣基督的见证是预言中的灵。
What does it really mean?
这句话什么意思？
When you hold the testimony of Jesus, there is a prophetic content to that assembly.
当一个教会有耶稣基督的见证的时候， 你同时也带着一个预言的指示。
I'm not just talking about prophetic utterance.
我不是仅仅说几句预言的话而已。
I mean the very assembly, the very church is prophetic in its constitution.
而是说整个的教会因着耶稣基督的见证的存在，它本身就带着一个预言的见证。
It is light in the darkness.
因为这是一个光照在黑暗里。
Salt in the corruption.
它能够照在这个腐朽的世界。
It is the presence of God in a fallen, sinful world.
是神在这一个黑暗、腐朽的世界中的神的见证。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个叫做耶稣基督的见证。
The presence of God.
神的同在。
Every human being longs for a home.
每一个人都渴望有一个家。
We are built in such a way that we long for a home.
因为每一个人被造的时候，神就给我们这一个意识。
Something God has put into us.
是神放在我们里面的。
Something that He also longs for.
因为这是神自己本身的意思。
When the presence of the Lord is there, in an assembly, in a church, somehow unsaved people come home.
如果神住在一个教会里，那一个没有信主的人来到这里，他会觉得回家了。
When they come in amongst us,
他在我们当中，
something in them touches home.
他们里面应该摸到家的感觉。
Because God is there.
因为神在我们中间。
Isn't it interesting that the writer to the Hebrew letter, I personally think it was Apollos, but that's only my own view, says, he quotes Haggai.
希伯来书的作者，他我们刚刚念的，他是引自于我们刚刚读旧约哈该书。
He actually quotes this thing about the latter glory of this house shall exceed that of the former.
就是这殿末后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
Isn't it amazing?
这不是很稀奇吗？
I find it amazing. He speaks of a shaking.
他讲到有一天有一个震动，地震。
The earth.
地要震动。
The heavens.
天要震动。
The sea.
一切都要
震动。Everything.
所有的被震动。
And he says in Hebrews chapter 12, everything that can be shaken to pieces will be shaken to pieces.
他在希伯来书十二章我们念的时候，他说凡是能够被震动的都要挪去。
This great shaking in my estimation began with the First World War of 1914-18.
我的感觉这圣经这句话是从世界大战第一次世界大战就开始。
In that great shaking, kingdoms disappeared, empires disappeared, everything got broken up.
在第一次世界大战之后，所有地上的许多的王国、许多的国家就消失掉了。
Then came the Second World War.
然后又进入第二次世界大战。
And it finished off what began in the First World War.
就是在第一世界大战结束之后没有多久，第二次世界大战就来
了。In the midst of all this shaking,
在这许许多多的震动里头，
Marxism took a quarter of the earth.
马克思主义就得到世界的四分之一。
And Israel was born.
然后以色列复国。
Don't be afraid of the shaking.
不要害怕震动。
Because the writer says by the Spirit of God, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. If you lose your home, you lose your income, you lose everything, somehow or other you're being shaken to your foundations, where is your treasure?
神的话是这样告诉我们, 凡事可以被震动, 都要被震动, 都要被挪去, 所以你的房子可以被挪掉, 你的经济会没有了, 你的依靠会没有了, 但是你的财宝在哪里呢?
Your real treasure is Jesus.
你的真正的财宝应该是,
He cannot be shaken.
因为只有耶稣不会被震动。
You and I are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
你我得到一个不能震动的国。
We should take courage.
我们越震应该越勇敢。
Almost the last chapters of the book of Revelation says, Let us rejoice and be exceeding glad. For the marriage supper of the Lamb has come, and the bride hath made herself ready.
在圣经最后一章的时候说到，我们应当快乐， 因为这一个羔羊的婚宴已经来到了。Isn't
this interesting?
这是不是很有意思？
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Comes right after this.
然后就紧接着说预言中的灵异乃是为耶稣所建造的。
And here is something even more wonderful.
还有更有意思的一句话。
This bride is the wife of the Lamb.
这一位是羔羊的妻子。
It is the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven having the glory of God.
这个是从天 而将预备好了，就是心腹装饰整齐等候丈夫。Isn't
this amazing?
这些话语何等的。Do
you know what that the bride, it says, has made herself ready? She walks in these garments of white, a white wedding.
当新妇准备好进入这个会场的时候，穿的是白色的礼服。That's
wonderful.
啊，好奇妙。
But she is produced out of only three things.
但是这个心腹圣经告诉我们只有三个材料：
gold,
金子,
precious stone,
宝石,
pearl,
珍珠.
All these three things out of which the wife of the Lamb is produced speak of Christ.
这一位心腹是从这三种材料建出来的：
gold,
金子,
the life and nature of Christ. Precious stone. 12 kinds.
12种宝石.
The excellences and the beauties of the Lord Jesus.
那是说到基督的完美与他的荣耀.
All found in his life.
都是从他的生命中你看见的.
And only brought into us by experience.
然后这一些的羔羊的特质，这是从我们的经历中被锻炼出来的。
And pearl.
然后珍珠。
At the heart of every pearl is a worthless bit of grit.
在每一个珍珠的中心，你能够找到一个没有价值的沙子。
The fellowship of his suffering.
这乃是说出我们交通于基督的苦难。Out
of these three materials,
在这三种材料里头,
the bride is produced.
心腹被造出来,
and she wears garments of white.
她穿的这个洁白的细麻衣,
it is the testimony of Jesus.
这就是耶稣基督的见证。
Dear brother, dear sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
I must finish. What does it say?
这里要告诉我们什么?
What does our Lord say?
我们的主要对我们说什么?
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches.
凡有耳的都应当听圣灵对教会所说的话。
Do you have an ear?
你有一个耳朵吗?
The Lord puts so much emphasis on the ear.
在这里圣灵提醒我们的耳朵。
Before ever the blood goes on the hand or the foot, It first touches the ear.
那个祭司承祭圣职的时候，那个血第一个位置是涂在耳垂上。
Do you know this?
你知道吗？
The oil, before it goes on the hand or on the foot, touches the ear.
那个膏油也是，在没有涂在手上与脚上之前，第一个位置也是耳朵。
When a bond slave at the end of the year's, the Jubilee year, can go out free, but doesn't want to, but wants to stay because he loves his master, wants to stay with him forever.
一个奴隶，他去年服务他的，六年服务他的这个主人，在禧年的时候，他可以自由，但是他因为爱他的主人，愿意做他的爱奴。
The master takes him and puts an oar to the gate and puts an oar through his ear.
那如果这个奴仆愿意这样来服侍他的主人，那主人就把这个仆人带到城门口，把他的耳垂放在门边，用一个锥子打一个洞在他的耳垂上。
Forever after he wears a ring.
所以从那天起，
in the ear.
他就戴一个耳环。
Why not a bracelet on his wrist?
那为什么不戴一个在手上呢？
He's a bond slave.
他是个奴才。
He does everything with his hands.
他都是用手来服侍。
Oh, no, someone else more clever, especially amongst you dear Chinese. Someone very, very clever says, oh, no, 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 no. It's the feet.
那有的人说，不不不，应该在脚上绑一个。
Not just reflexology. no, don't translate that. It's yet the feet that carry you. What's the use of hands if you don't have feet that carry you?
因为脚是走路的，没有脚走路，你的手也没有用啊。Yeah.
But it's not. The Lord says this. If I don't have your ear, your hands and your feet mean nothing.
主的意思很简单，如果我没有你的耳朵，你就是有脚有手，对我来讲没有任何意义。
You don't hear me, you do your own thing. And ask me to support you.
你听不见主人的声音，你自己做你自己喜欢做的事，没有意思。
Clean up your messes.
你每次都是告诉主说，祝福我，求你把我的问题解决。The
Lord needs people who can hear him.
今天神真正的需要是有人听见他在说什么，
and obey him.
然后顺服。
Now this testimony of Jesus means nothing if you don't hear the Lord.
所以耶稣基督的见证，你不是听了就算了，如果你要听见才算数。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
凡有耳的，就应当听圣灵所说的话。He
that overcometh, it's linked to hearing.
然后说，凡得胜的，这个得胜是跟听见有关系。Seven
times the Lord says it.
这句话讲七次。Seven
times.
七次。
Will you listen?
你是不是听见了？
Will you hear?
你听见了没有？
Will you obey?
你顺服吗？
Don't give up.
你不可以放弃。
This great shaking will go on.
这个震动还要继续。
For the United States is under judgment.
美国正在审判之下。
It will get worse.
而且情况会越来越糟。
But if it shakes out of you what is shakable and drives you to the Lord and to His purpose, you will praise the Lord for all eternity.
如果有一天你发现你所爱的东西都被震掉了，你失去了一切。 你要感谢主，如果这个能够把你推到主面前，那你是有福的。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
O beloved Lord, we pray together that you make this a reality to us all.
主啊，我们在这里祷告，一面感谢你，我们更是祈求你把今天晚上所说的成为我们的经历。
We want to be in your building program.
我们愿意在你这个建造的工程里头。
We want to be part of what you're doing.
我们愿意成为你整个建造的一部分。
Even in days of distress and confusion and judgment.
甚至在这一个最混乱在这个审判的底下，
We want to follow the Lamb wheresoever He goes.
我们愿意跟随羔羊无论去哪里。
We want to give ourselves in a new way to you.
我们愿意更新我们的奉献。
Surrender our will to you.
我们把我们的意志向你降服。
Make you Lord and Head.
让你作为我们的主，我们的头。
So that something may happen in every assembly and church represented here this evening.
今天在我们中间所做的代表着每一个各地的教会。
Lord, we do not have much time.
我们所剩下的时间不多了。
We need you.
主啊，我们需要你。
Give us an ear to hear what
you're saying. 求你赐给我们听见的耳朵。
And a heart to obey.
而且一个顺服的心。
Whatever the cost.
不管代价多高。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.